The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One day as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in his presence, but not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He stood up immediately before them, picking up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God, and struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Jesus saw their faith, and he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Now, just as an aside, this is one of the boldest proclamations of Jesus' divinity that Jesus makes anywhere in the scriptures, right here in this story, because who can forgive sins but God alone? A little analogy might be helpful. Imagine two guys. Imagine Andrew and Fred. And Andrew borrows Fred's car. Andrew smashes Fred's car. And I come up and I say, "Don't worry, Andrew, Fred forgives you." And Fred says, "Wait a minute. Only the one who's offended can possibly offer the forgiveness. Who's offended in sin but God alone? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" One of the boldest proclamations of Jesus' divinity anywhere in this story, but that's just as an aside. In the Old Testament, people had a clearer understanding of the communal nature of sin than we have today. Namely, the idea that every sin affects everyone, not just the one who committed the sin. Much clearer understanding then than we have now, but they took it to extremes that aren't true. They thought, for example, that anyone who was blind or deaf or crippled or who had leprosy had this ailment either because they had sinned or because one of their ancestors back down along the line had sinned. And furthermore, they believed that unless that sin was forgiven, that they would never be able to walk again. And this is one of the reasons, among many, that the very first thing Jesus does is forgive the man's sins before telling him to walk. But it was an extreme Old Testament understanding. Would you be surprised to hear that we have an equally extreme, equally false understanding in our own time? And that's this understanding that sin is completely individual, that it's just between me and God. I hope you already know that that's not true. You can see that that's not true for really big sins, sins like crime or terrorism. Everybody's hurt by that. We can see it. But it's just as true for every sin. Every sin does something to unravel the fabric of society that holds us all together. There's no such thing as just a completely individual sin. However, you know that it's also just as true that just as one sin can tear us all down, but that one act of goodness can lift us all back up again. That's one of the most important points that's made here in this healing story, in the story of the paralytic. Now, just as an aside to help you understand this, the scene, In Israel, in Jesus' time, most people had a roof that was handmade. It was made of mud and bits of straw that were rolled together by a stone roller. And so here's four friends who want to bring their friend to Jesus, and they can't get in because of the crowd, so they come in through the roof, right? Tearing down the roof. You got to picture St. Peter here in his house, looking up and seeing bits of mud and straw fall from the ceiling and thinking to himself, oh God, help me, they're coming in through my roof. And they lower the man right down into Jesus' presence, and Jesus looks at their faith, the faith of the four friends, and then says to the man, your sins are forgiven. Now, again, just as an aside, real friends bring you to Christ. You ever want to discover whether you got a true friendship or not? Or a false friendship? Stop it over the long haul and ask yourself this question. Is this person with whom you're friends making you more loving, more faithful, more hopeful? Is this person making you more honest, more generous, more sacrificial? Is this person leading you closer to Christ or not? True friends always bring you closer to the Lord. And this man had four true friends, but because of their faith. Not because of the faith on the guy in the stretcher, but because of their faith, Jesus offers this great grace and says to this man, your sins are forgiven. So understand this. This is very encouraging, and we must remember this. We have a teaching in our faith that the faith of the community, the good works of the whole community, can benefit the individual. One of the clearest places this is seen is in baptism. Baptize a little baby, and whose faith is that child baptized in? The faith of the parents, not the faith of the baby. Baby doesn't know what day of the week it is. Every time we say Mass, very similar thing. Lord, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Lord, don't look at me as an individual, but look at the whole community. It's a teaching of our faith that this is true. And remember this, many, many people have loved ones in their lives who've wandered away from Christ, and it distresses them just grievously, just to no end. And they feel helpless. Now, I'll confess it's a mystery. It's hard to understand this entirely, but it's a teaching of our faith that you're not helpless. Your prayers can help them. Your good works can help them. Your sacrifices can help them. So remember this with story when you want to remember those who have wandered from the faith and who you want to bring back to the Lord. Perhaps above all else, remember the prayers of the saints and the prayers of the Blessed Mother. Blessed Mother Mary brought Christ to the whole world. Someday I'm convinced of this. She's going to bring the entire world to Christ as well. Entrust your loved ones to her prayers. A little thought for you here for Advent, that time in which we prepare the way of the Lord. Once upon a time, and the only reason you're here this morning, this afternoon, once upon a time, someone prepared the way for you. Let's not forget our responsibility to prepare the way for others as well. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Pope St. Damasus, pray for us.